your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Almost. Two more days. Can you hear the excitement in my voice? I love this show. Special guest Santa Claus, soon to be here. Actually, he's already here, but he's outside having a cup of coffee. He's got a little cold. I think the, Santa's swinging by. That's all right. I got a little cold myself. Thanks to the, Mark and Vicky for having us out to the party last night. Hope everyone's feeling well this morning. Some of us not so well. Molly, how are you today? But that's right. In a few minutes, we will be having our annual reading of a famous Christmas tale. But before we get started on that, we're going to Santa. Yeah, all right, Santa's working his way in. Santa's going to make a phone call because that's what we do for the last 40 minutes of the show. Santa will make a phone call to let you know sort of a sample of what we'll do. If you're interested in having Santa call your kids, and please just... children. We don't need the annual one joke call throughout the hour. Your child should be phone capable, please. Call up. Michael will take your information. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS is toll free. Call up. We need your child's name, age, and something that Santa will, be bringing along. Make sure we get everything proper in the sleigh. All right, 979-0919, 1-877, WNRN-ROCKS. Michael is out there. He'll be taking information. All right, so I see the phone's already ringing, so let's get ready. We will be reading How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. And this is we're not making any money on this. A charity, not even a charity. We're just doing this out of the kindness of our hearts. Originally written in 1957. We will have some background music from the How the Grinch Stole Christmas CD, produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel. Album produced by Jesse K, digitally remastered by Suha Gur at Polygram Studios. All right, before we start, we're going to make our first phone call. You ready, Santa? We're going to be calling Christopher and Brookie. Christopher's age 6, Brookie age 4. Oh, I'm trying to reach Christopher and Brookie. Is this the right house?
You've got the right house. This must be Santa.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put Christopher on the phone.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe it's him. Here you go. Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Christopher, how are you?
Good.
Only 2 days left. Are you still being a good boy?
Most of the time.
Oh, lots of the children can just be good most of the time. Can I bring you something special? All the elves are packing up the sleigh. Would you like some Pokemon cards? Oh, I know. How about a Nintendo?
Yeah.
You can play with that in your hands. Is that okay?
Yep.
Oh, will you still be good? We have 2 more days.
Yep.
Can we talk to your sister?
Yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hi,
Santa. Oh, is this Brookie?
Yes.
Oh, how are you?
Good.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. You have such a pretty voice.
Yes.
You know, we're getting ready, and I have something special just for you, and I want to make sure it's something you want.
Oh.
I'd like to bring you a guitar.
Thank you.
Would you like to have a guitar?
Yes.
Will you be ready, because it's going to be under the tree on Christmas morning? I have lots of other kids to call. So, Merry Christmas to you and Christopher. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh. And a big thanks to Santa for that. That's how it works. Santa pops in and out. He's got lots of, got to read his list and get started and everything. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me take a moment and before we get Santa and everything out of here. Today's programming on WNRN brought to you by Crossroads Music and Movies with 3 area locations. They can be found in Stanton, Lexington, and Waynesboro. Holiday season is here, and Crossroads has a large selection of music and movies for rent or sale. Crossroads staff will take the time to help you find what you want. That's Crossroads Music and Movies, Stanton, Lexington, and Waynesboro. And Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, they have footwear for the season, for walking or trail running, as well as stocking stuffers for the outdoor people on your list. Includes hiking guides, LED flashlights, and multi-tools. You can also pick up your first night button or tickets to the upcoming Banff Mountain Film Festival at Blue Ridge Mountain Sports. Catch them in the Barracks Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville and at brms.com. And don't go anywhere, because aside from the calls from Santa, it is another Chocolate Christmas here from NRN and Gearhart's Fine Chocolates. Keep listening until Christmas for your chance to call in and win half pound of 16-piece boxes, all natural, locally handmade chocolates for you or someone on your list from Gearhart's. And if you're an NRN member, we'll make a 32-piece box. You can stuff yourself or that special someone's stocking with WNRN's Chocolate Christmas, made possible because of Gearhart's Fine Chocolates. You can find them in the Main Street Market in Charlottesville. All right. I'm going to do this a little early, too, so that we're all set. Mostly cloudy showers and thunderstorms today. Highs 45 to 50, lower 60s in Richmond. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 30 to 35. Possible showers to those Richmond folks. Sunny tomorrow, highs 50 to 55. Right now, there's fog everywhere. You can hear my voice. Raining in the valley in 51. Little rain in Lynchburg where it's 44. 53 in Richmond, 42 here in Charlottesville. Don't forget, you can call in and have Santa make a call to your child, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Michael's out there taking care of things now. All right. It's that time. Bring your kids around the radio if you want them to be frightened by my voice. Poorly voice-acted reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Once again, no money to be made on this. This is purely for fun. Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one knows quite the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath. "And they're hanging their stockings," he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here." Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming. "I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming."
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo gums and fizzle pinks and wums. Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-hoo-hoo fix, then run out and get some more. Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz o' fuzz, and blipper bloops, and buzz o' buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof and flat. Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of dafflers and 3 miles of snappers too. Hang dang donglers on the bathtub, trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed pool, Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim me, trim you. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo gums and fizzle pinks. And trim up the tree with fizzle pinks and bugs.
Tomorrow he knew all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast. They'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together. With Christmas bells ringing, they'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked, what a great Grinchy trick! With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, giddy up. And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a-snooze in their town. All their windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square, this is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed. And he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row. These stockings, he grinned, are the first thing to go. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present, popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. Then he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove. When he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove, he turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, Santa Claus, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why? But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so quick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. Why, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied, there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, and I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child, and he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
was quarter past dawn, all the who's still abed, all the who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpets, he rode with his sleigh to the tip-top to dump it. Poo-poo to the who's, he was grinchously humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry. Very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes, then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or another, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought. Does it come from a store? Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. He himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Again, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, written by Dr. Seuss. Background music and songs, etc., produced by Chuck Jones. Ted Geisel, album produced by Jesse Kay. That was what it was, boys and girls. All right. Let's do this. And then we'll be back for Santa phone calls.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, I always get so distracted on this day. There's so much to do. Let's take a moment and thank 45fix.com. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 45fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate no-obligation estimates are available anytime. That's 45fix.com. The number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. And Blue Ridge Graphics. You can find them at Meade Avenue and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom T-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. Oh, All right. Santa's almost ready to go. We do have names and numbers up here. We got room for more. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. By the way, just in case for all you folks who are familiar with the music but not sure what the heck it is, it's the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack. And I get this wrong every year. I alternate. It's Vince Guaraldi, I believe. Vince Guaraldi Trio, although I always also pronounce it Vince Guaraldi Trio so that I'm at least right on one of them. Okay. Santa, you ready? We're going to call Gibbs. I got a number here for Gibbs. Sounds like Gibbs.
Yep, it does.
Merry Christmas. How are you? Do you know who this is?
Good.
Who?
Everything's going well.
Gibbs, this is Santa.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm just calling to wish you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm checking my list twice. Can I put something special on there for you?
Yeah.
What would you like?
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels? Hot Wheels. I was thinking about maybe something bigger.
Oh.
Something that has its own wheels.
What?
Something that has wheels. But it's bigger than Hot Wheels.
Mm.
How about if we leave you a bike?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I thought that would make you happy. You've been a very good boy.
I know.
So we're going to pack you a bike.
Okay.
Okay. Gibbs, Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Santa.
You're welcome. Oh. There you go, 11:33 here on the Wake Up Call. It's the Christmas show. Feel free to join in, 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. All the boys and girls are showing up here in the studio today. Santa attracts a big crowd. Drew's here. Patrick's here. I see others floating around. I think they're all trying to get in last second good side with Santa. That's what everybody does. Santa always draws a crowd. All right, Santa, you ready? Next up is a challenge, Santa. Three young girls. Elise, Adeline, and Anne. And, get it together over there, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, we're... Oh, do you have a...
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Santa?
Oh. Pitches.
Is this Santa? Hello? Hello? Santa? Hello? Hello? I can't hear anything. Hello? Hello?
Ho ho! Oh, Santa just stepped out for a second. He'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
The Hook takes a look back at 2007, the best and worst news stories, openings and changes in the area, restaurants, movies, and more. But the year isn't over yet, so read about the 19,000-square-foot house and the concerns with building it. Where and when will the automobile crossing for the Charlottesville Downtown Mall end up? And reasons you should be planning for First Night 2007. The Hook, wishing everyone, regarding of the holidays of your holiday, a wonderful time. And we are still taking calls for Santa. Rick just had to go prep Santa for a moment. He's feeling a little shy and nervous, you know, reindeer are acting up a little bit. But we are taking your calls, 979-0919, toll-free 1-877-967-6762, star NRN on your Intellis wireless phone.
All right, let's... We'll try by in just a moment. Let's see what we can do. It is when to be doing. Let's see what we have here. I'm trying to figure out. Do you know what that is? Is that a... what's that?
A girl.
Okay. And here we go. It's 11. Let's see where we are. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, I'm getting ready to, getting ready, and it's just almost ready. How are you?
Good.
What can we bring you?
A compass.
Ooh, very nice. Anything else? Anything?
Some horse things.
Ooh, very nice. What can you help me with? How about for your mother? You know, pretty soon, it's just two more days.
Yep.
You better be good.
Yeah.
Can you leave me something? Can I find something for when I stay?
Yeah.
Maybe, how about a cookie? Will you do that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you be good.
All right.
Merry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 11:40. Dial us at 1-877-WNRNROCKS. going to call Ren.
Hello?
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, you go, Carlos.
How are you today?
I want a Eagle Car to see a dog car with one seat.
Have you been good?
And a pedal with a Eagle Car and a pedal with a dog car.
Have you been good?
You drive.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good.
Okay.
Ren? You be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a couple more days. You will have a wonderful Christmas.
Bye, Santa.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
43 here on nice Sunday. All right, let's see what we got here. 1143-979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. A little bit left. Don't forget the Santa has lots going on.
We're sorry, but we have a problem completing your call.
We'll have to work that out. Let's see if we can do it this way. Trying to reach Harper.
Harper is right here.
Oh, can we talk to Harper?
Hi.
Oh, Merry Christmas. How are you today?
Good.
You know, we'll be there tomorrow night. Are you ready?
No.
Can we bring you something? Anything special?
No.
No? Well, you've been very good. Do you have a sister? Are you still there? Just wanted to call and wish you Merry Christmas. I wanted to make sure you'll leave me a brownie, okay? Because we're going to be stopping by your house.
We send you a very nice present. Okay? You have a great time. You be good, okay? Merry difference.
Hey, Santa, did you want to talk to Cynthia?
Sure.
Okay, she's here. Santa, Cynthia's on the phone. Say hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
I called to say hello. Make sure that you're still good.
And Merry Christmas.
My kitchen.
Merry Christmas. Merry
Bye-bye.
Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling Santa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go, 11:47. Feel free. We got time for a do few others. 1-877-WN-ROCKS. Hi, what's up, Mike? Out there, 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. Hello. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I was just calling to say hello.
All right, Santa.
I wanted to make sure that you were still being good.
Yes, I was.
What can we get you? We're packing up the sleigh.
How about a pilgrim dress?
Ooh, very nice. You've been very good. So we'll do that. You be ready, okay?
Yes, Santa.
What about one of your sisters?
Oh, yes. This is Elise. Hi, Santa. This is Elise.
How are you?
Good, Santa.
What can we get you for Christmas?
A pony with a cowgirl.
Ooh, a cowgirl. Very nice. That's great. Are you excited?
Yes.
Ooh, you need to go to bed early now. Tomorrow night, you need to go to bed early.
Okay.
Okay. Can you leave me? Can you leave me some milk?
Thank you, Gretchen.
Please put some milk out for me.
Here's my sister Anne.
Here's my sister Anne.
Oh, is your other sister there?
Hello, Santa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You're so nice. You've been so good. What can we get for you?
A paint box.
Oh, very nice. And you think that we can get you that?
Yes.
Oh, you've been very good. We'll see what we can do. Anything else?
Yes.
What? One more thing. What would you like?
What is it called? It's moccasins.
Ooh, very nice. You be good, okay?
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Everybody have a great holiday.
Thank you.
You sleep well.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. All right, 11:51 here.
Got a few moments left. If you want us to call up, we got room for it. Dial up. 979-0919. Dial us up. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. It's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. The toll-free number, 979-0919. Plenty of time, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Don't go anywhere at noon. Drew Thompson, Patrick's here as well. Les Timms Perdue, if French isn't your thing, that means the time's gone by. And on WNRN, that means late 80s through mid-90s alternative. Tune it in at noon. That's Les Timms Perdue, brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music. And let's thank Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Five Guys serves America's standard, fresh and handmade from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they're open until 10 on Fridays and Saturdays. That's Five Guys Burgers and Fries behind the fountain in the Berkshire Shopping Center. In the Hollymead Town Center. And on the downtown mall in Charlottesville. On the web, it's fiveguys.com. That's fiveguys.com. All right, let's see what we can do here. Santa, you ready? Santa Claus is calling for Laurel. Is she there?
Laurel, Santa, hold on.
Oh,
Santa.
Santa calling for Laurel. Is this Laurel? Is this Laurel calling?
I am that baby.
Oh, how are you?
Good.
Merry Christmas. I'm calling because we're putting everything in the slow.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can we get you something?
What
can we get you and bring to you?
A dishwasher.
Ooh, very nice. That's good. I have an idea. How about a baby doll?
Bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Santa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, got time for one or two more. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCK. One 877 WNRN ROCKS. 979-0919.
Santa Claus calling to see how everyone's doing.
Oh, it's a call from Santa. Wow, you must want to talk to my children.
Oh, want to find out what your youngest can do, what he'd like for Christmas?
Oh, all right, well, hold on, I'll give you one of them.
Hello?
Merry Christmas! Was calling to see what we can bring you.
What?
Merry Christmas! We're loading up the sleigh. Wanted to know what we can put in the sleigh for you.
I wanted the Simpsons movie.
Okay.
Mario 3.
Ooh. Those sound good. Have you been that good?
I think so.
How about your brother?
I don't know. Let's ask him.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Hello?
Merry Christmas! How are you today?
Good.
We're just checking on everybody, all the boys and girls.
Okay.
What would you like us to bring?
I would like Guitar Hero 3.
Oh, wow. Are you good enough for that?
Yes.
And what else?
A board game called Battleground.
Ooh.
Hero Escape.
Okay. Well, I will put that in the list.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, we got one more to do. Hope the guys will do. Santa's got to do one more. Make one afterwards from the Santa. We'll do one just before he heads out. Thank you so much, everyone. Happy holidays, whether you're a Christmas person or anything else. We appreciate it. Next week, Lee Channing will be here for end of the year for 2007 and 2008. Thank you so much, everyone. Adios.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.org. The wake-up call is produced by Michael Strickland. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.